Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Yo, what's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? Oh, I take it you're happy to see me. Yo, check it out. It's your main man, Cybershots. And today, we have, check this out. We have Zoom family meetings versus group text. That's right. Family group text versus Zoom family meetings. That's right. So, are you ready? I take that as a yes. Okay, let's get it popping. Yo, check this out. My sibling and one parental unit had the bright idea of having a Zoom family meeting. And I'm like, yo, that's cool. That's what's up. That is what's up. Hey, no doubt. Now, you know, a lot of families, they do the group text. That's it. If you watch my silly ass video to this on Instagram, which I like to make, the link is in the bio, if I'm not mistaken. D_real_REAL_MISTR_Campbell. CAMPBELL. I know it's a long story behind that. It is what it is. But anyway, the link is in the bio. That's right. If you're listening to me on Spotify or wherever you're listening to me at, that's right, on these Spotify streets and we sliding. So I'm like, yo, that's cool. That's what's up. That's really what's up. Yeah, we can do that. Now, my parental unit and my sister, parental unit and my sibling. Yeah. Now it's my mom and my sister. You know, they had, you know, I wanted to do this. I'm like, okay, cool. Now check this out. Fellas, I'm going to give you a lesson in life. It took me a long time to realize this. Yeah, when you're talking to women, they are constantly testing you. You are constantly being tested. Why? Because women never, ever stop thinking. That's right. You don't believe me? Yeah, check out Wanda Sykes. Remember that old Wanda Sykes video? Wanda said it herself. Yo, shout out. Yo, credit that to her, man. Yeah, I just remembered that. That's cool. But anyway, now, at this in particular time, one of my sisters is like, hey, yo, check it out. We can start a Zoom, me and you, mommy. She calls her mommy. I call her ma. Anyway, she's like, yeah, we can kick it. No. I'm like, yo, that's what's up. Let me know. When you want to do this, how you want to do it, we can do it. Now, you do realize that I'm gonna put y'all on the podcast regardless, right? I didn't tell them that. I was just thinking that to myself, because believe it or not, men also think as well, just not all the time. You know, men are simple. I'm simple. Hey, look, check this out. Let me do a podcast. Bring me a cold beer. Some cash and, you know, a little loving. That's it. It's not that hard. That's how it goes. And hey, you know what? It doesn't even have to be in any particular order. Yeah, that's it. Simple. Now, with that being said, I'm gonna give you a little bit of insight of our family. When I was growing up, probably to about the age, I'm gonna say to about the age of 14, maybe 13, we used to always sit down and have family dinners, which was cool. I mean, the TV was blaring, but, you know, nobody was really watching it. And we were actually talking with each other. And me, you know, I was just hungry, just whooping down food. past that. Having a conversation with a young Cybershots at dinner was not my forte. I'm hungry, man. Why are y'all? Even to this day, I don't like when I'm eating and people are talking to me. It's just, to me, I'm trying to eat. There's food in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Chew your food 32 times, then swallow. What? Man, who does that? Does anybody do that? If you chew your food 32 times, you've been programmed. And let me know. Yeah, call in and let me know. Man, don't you call in with that shit. But anyway, that's how we grew up, right? And it was always a time of the day, yo, dinner's here, boom, 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 time to eat and discuss your day. Which I don't think too many people do that nowadays, do they? I think it's all evolving to the group texts or the family Zoom meetings during the pandemic. That's right, during the pandemic. I believe that Zoom went up a lot, right? Zoom, everybody started Zooming, a lot of people working from home and just people kicking it on Zoom. Poor Skype. Oh my goodness, Skype. Skype is the new MySpace. MySpace is still out there. You guys know that, right? MySpace, what up, though? Never had MySpace. Never had MySpace. But anyway, so I'm thinking to myself, is this going to replace dinner time with conversation and communication amongst a parental unit and siblings? Oh my. Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do. So now that's cool. I dig it. I dig it. I have no problems doing that. Now, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to be tested. I'm going to be tested. I'm simply going to be tested. That's all it is to it. Now, usually when I'm with my mom and my sister, and, you know, we hang out in the Maryland area, you know, one of my sisters, we hang out in the Maryland area and DMV area, Prince George County. What up, though? Nah, Mo. What up, Mo? But anyway, check it out. You know, now, if it's just my mom, my sister, and I realize that I'm being tested. Maybe they do it involuntary. I don't know. Every question that they ask, every direction that the course of the conversation takes seems to come back to me giving an answer. Why can't we just go out and chill? You know what I'm saying? What do you think? Okay. What do you think? What? Then they get tagging. Translation is that's how it sounds to me when my mom and my sister are talking together in some kind of way, form that into a vortex to ask me a question. And as usual, I'm like, okay. Now, by me responding okay, it usually makes the day longer. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you want to go over here? Let's go over here and go shopping. Blah, blah, blah. Let's go. Blah, blah. Hey, 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 hey. We need to go to some type of eatery, restaurant, some place that serves alcohol because I need a drink. Real shit. I need a drink. I need a drink. And check this out. Now, okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. When I talk to my sister, I love talking to my sister. Don't get me wrong. And I love talking to my mom. Don't get me wrong. My pet peeve, no matter who or whom I'm talking to, I cannot, for the love of me, sit here and hold a phone in my hand. It irritates the shit out of me. I don't care who I'm talking to. If you call me and I don't have my earbuds, I'm like, yo, hold on. Give me a second. I got to put my earbuds in. You know what I'm saying? I think that's, you know, I'm not being chauvinist or anything. I think that's a feminine trait. To sit there and hold the phone and literally talk for a long time. Now, I don't mind the conversation. I like a good conversation. But I'm not going to sit there and hold my, you know, hold a phone to your, nah, man, doesn't that shit cause some type of cancer or some shit? I mean, come on, man. You got, anyway, I'm not holding that shit. Oh, I guess the earbuds are no better. Anyway, at least my hands are free. You know what I'm saying? I need my hands free to do things. You know, usually when someone's talking to me, I'm probably editing, watching something on, you know, watching something on a YouTube or whatever, watching one of my stupid videos, editing one of my videos, or, you know, drinking an ice cold beer, trying to light a cigar. Come on, people, work with me. I don't mind the communication, but I'm busy over here. You know what I mean? Come on, man. So anyway, now this in comparison to texting, there's a whole different atmosphere. You know what I mean? You get to look at, you know, you get to look at body language. It's almost as good as human contact. You know what I'm saying? As I reminisce sitting down over the dinner table, you know what? Those were some dope ass times that I had and spent with my family. That was cool. Now, My thing is, knowing my sibling and my parental unit, I'm messing with him. I'm being sarcastic as hell. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. And, you know, shout out to my mom. Love you. What's going on? I noticed you heard one of my podcasts a while back when I first started. And yeah, I told you not to listen to it. I told you not to listen to it. Hey, hold up. Check this out. With all honesty, I got all of this honest. You know what I'm saying? I got my sense of humor from you. Okay. I mean, even though you're serious, you know, you're a serious, beautiful woman. You're always serious. But you are funny. You know when to turn it on and turn it off. And sarcasm between you and my dad. Come on. I got all of this honest. You can't get mad at me for that. Come on. Nah. Anyway, back to my sibling, my sister, Dina. What's going on, Dina? I have always called Dina Yogi. Why? Because she's smarter than the average bear. No doubt, man. She is smart as hell. I'm like, sometimes she holds a conversation to me. I'm like, what? Layman terms, please? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, what the hell are you saying? What? Are we related? You know, shit, it's like talking to Mr. Spock's sister or some shit sometimes. But anyway, it is what it is. That's right. Hold on, man. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, Cyber Shots. This is T. Drake from God's Gift Through His Word. And I wanted to come over and I hope you had a very merry and wonderful, lovely, safe Christmas with your loved ones. So I didn't want to hold you up too much, but that's what I wanted to share. So I hope all is well with you and you continue pressing, pushing on through to do what it is that you do. And you guys are tuned into Cyber Shots. So enjoy, take care, and God bless your hearts.
Come on, man. Nobody puts Foxy in the corner. You know I can't do that, man. But truthfully, between Awesome Sauce and the Mind Fox, we racked about 650 before they changed up the rules and the minutes stopped. And after that, you know, towards the end, Foxy got the same, no, you can't go live, you can't record that you did. I mean, she can be in there, she can leave comments and stuff, so it kind of lost its luster really fast. I uninstalled it. That being said, I'll probably reinstall it just because I see the valuable tool that it can be used for to go live with somebody and be able to download that and edit it and use it in a show, so stay tuned.
Yo, let's go, baby. Hey, Desert Fox, what's up? What's up, homie? What the hell is going on? Yeah, he was referring back to the app called Stereo. That's right, the app called Stereo. You can go check out a couple of episodes when he was on there, maybe 2-3 episodes. If not, listen to all 3. Works for me. But check it out, though, man. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. The value in stereo, yeah, there's most definitely a value that you can put in the stereo by going live and meeting different people, man. You know what I'm saying? As long as you run into the people with the right energy, you know, it's a lot of work on there. You know what I mean? It's a lot of work on there. And like you said, the value of the opportunity is there. Now, you were saying that, you know, she got blocked and she couldn't go live. Well, I don't know if she got blocked, but she couldn't go live. She could only comment. I understand how fucking frustrating that could be due to the simple fact. Now, you already know, man, how I do my thing. You know what I'm saying? You already know how I do my thing. You know, you've been taking this journey with me, you know, from day one, man, since you first started podcasting, you know, you and her both as well. You know what I'm saying? You've been taking this journey with me, and there was nothing more irritating than being on the stereo app and people are like, oh, yo, thanks, man. Thanks for stopping by. Yo, I appreciate it, man. Now, you have different things up there, right? I have my I have my Instagram up there. I have my Spotify up there. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people follow me on there from, you know, they follow me on Instagram, which is cool. You know, but my thing is, I'm not here. I am not a mascot. Hello. This is what I do. I do this shit.
Yo, let's go, baby.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going up like the bionic man. Steve Austin in the building. Man, I love those cheesy sound effects from the 70s, man. Don't you guys love that shit? Yeah, I love that shit. But anyway, yeah, man, I get you, man. I see what you're saying. And my thing is this. You know what? Regardless, if you had the opportunity to get up on there, you can go live, man. Hey, man, $650 is $650, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. $650. I might. I'm pretty sure you can get a lot of THC with that, my guy. You know what I mean? Or do whatever it is that you got to do. Now, let's jump back up into the podcast. Hey, you said stay tuned, man. So I'm going to stay tuned. You know what it is? Yeah, you know what it is. So looking forward to your new content and see what rolls around, man. Hey, stay on the grind, Desert Fox. That's right. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Back to the Zoom. Back to the Zoom meeting. You know what my biggest fear? Well, not biggest fear. My concern about the Zoom with my parental unit and my sibling. Parental unit and sibling. hey, that's what it is, right? I'm sorry, I read books. My bad. But my mama and my sister might, you know, like, what the fuck? Anyway. I can see it now. You're late for the Zoom meeting. Oh, come on, man. Don't do me like that. Please do not do me like that. Now, let's go to the text, the group text. Yeah, that's what you call it, the group text. Hey, I got it right. Group text over here, the family group text. Now, you know, that's on a whole different level. You know what I'm saying? The family, you know, everybody's typing, blah blah blah. Me, if I'm in that, you know, my stuff is gonna look like some modern day hieroglyphics. Smiley face, frowny face, shot of Hennessy, smoke clouds. But there's something wrong with that, man. I don't think you know how to spell, man. I keep putting all these spices up here, man. What's going on, man? How you doing? Smiley face. What's going on, man? Everything good with you? Smiley face. Hey, how you doing during the pandemic? Shot glass. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, man. Look, listen, I am not down with the grammar. Okay, I'm not going to say this word, because last time I said this word, I got kicked off of Twitter. Was it Twitter or Facebook? Yeah, I got kicked off of Facebook. I'm not what down with the grammar movement. Yeah, the grammar movement. There we go. You know what I'm saying? So to me, group texting, that's totally out. Half the time, I'll just sit there and read the stuff. You know what I'm saying? I might put a thumbs up. Bing. You know what I'm saying? Smiley face. Bing. Like, what's up, man? What's up with you? How you doing? Shot glass. Then after a while, I just start taking shots and putting shot glasses. Ding, 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 ding. You know what? By doing that, at least I didn't say anything to embarrass myself. Just simply put up emojis. And guess what? Your part of the conversation is gone. You know what I'm saying? That's not a real conversation. There's no emotion. You know what I'm saying? There's no body language. There's no laughter. You know what I'm saying? You know, like if you can see your sister, your siblings, your parental unit, you hear me? Here I go. If you can see your parental unit, both your parental units laughing and carrying on, or if you say something slick and they give you that look, you know what I'm saying? There he goes. You know, you ever get that look like, if I could jump through this phone, I would. Yes, I get that quite often. Yes, I do. But anyway, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know. What do you guys think? Would you prefer to do a family Zoom? I almost said Skype. Post Skype. I'm sorry, Skype. It's okay, Skype. It's going to be okay, Skype. A family Zoom meeting versus a family group text. You know what I mean? Now, we all have family members that if they say something, you're not going to say nothing back. What's up with that? I don't know. It is what it is. I pretty much keep to myself. You know what I'm saying? Even when I was growing up, sometimes my mom be like, hey, I did not know that you were in the house. What's up with you? Nothing. Nothing at all. What was up with me? Well, basically at that time, I was sitting there with the tape recorder, my box, my double cassette box, same one LL Cool J had, a tape recorder, my keytar, and my guitar, and my stereo, trying to line all that shit up and make music, man, or create some shit, you know what I'm saying? Now, that's all equivalent in mixers, stream boxes. Yeah. Oh, yo, speaking of stream boxes, for all you streamers out there, what stream box do you recommend? Yeah, what type of stream box do you use, or do you have a stream box? I need recommendation on stream boxes and cameras. Yeah, well, I'm already partial to the Rode. I really want that Rode, man. Rode camera with the microphone, hook it into the Rodemaster Pro. Yeah, man, Rodecaster Pro, man, hook the camera up in the Rode. Yeah, also feel free to stop by my latest IGTV post. Yeah. Lesson 101 for all you green screeners out there. You know, I'm a novice at green screening. It's a hobby. You know what I'm saying? I just like to make the theme to the podcast. And as time goes on, hopefully I'll progress and get better. Never wear shirts with a lot of colors in it. Yeah, it's hard to get the lighting right and it reflects. You know what I'm saying? But I made that video and I had fun doing it and I enjoy doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it like this. With all of the podcasts and the social media, years down the line, this is going to be hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics, you hear me? Did you say it right? Hieroglyphics. You know what I'm saying? The Egyptian studies right on the wall, Mike. You know what it is? Yeah, you know what it is. You really know what it is. Just like the creator of Star Wars got the majority of the Jedis from the Egyptians. Never mind, man. Y'all don't want to hear that. You really don't want to hear that. But anyway, as I was saying, how do you feel about family Zoom versus family group text? Or would you rather just talk on the phone? It's amazing how technology continues to grow, to continue to grow, to continue to grow. But how far will it go before human communication versus comprehension is no longer a thing? Yeah, interesting, no? That's just, you know, just some of my little thoughts, you know what I'm saying? A couple of things that I got going on right here. And once again, shout out to each and every one of y'all. I really appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to listen to me. Shout out to the UK, man. UK, what's going on? What's going on? You know what? Let me see if I have one more phone call. Yeah, I got to start doing my international phone calls. These are some older calls. And I'm just wondering, if I put this out here in the universe, will they come back or not? Yeah, these are some podcasters that, you know, a couple of people that, you know, I interacted with during the time. And here's a phone call from England. I think it's England. Oh, I'm drinking Yingling. And hold up, caller, you're on the air.
Good day, Cyber Shorts. This is your boy, JoshDV.TV. Y'all, I was just listening to your podcast, man. The most recent one is dope. Keep doing what you're doing. Sending you love from England. Y'all, I can't wait for your next one, all right? Peace out.
Mr. Campbell from Cyber Shorts. Wanted to hit you back and say thank you for the love, bro. Thank you for the support. You know how it is. Yeah, we motherfuckers over here, we ride kangaroos, kangaroo drive-bys and shit. Australians, we some crazy motherfuckers, man. But you wildin', man. You surfing on some alligators and some sharks, man. That's some crazy shit. Anyway, I love your station, man. I'll continue to check in to Cypher Shots. Don't worry, man. I'ma definitely keep posted. You cool as hell. Hope you're having a blessed day. Keep them productive. Peace, love, and prosperity.
Yo, all the way from Australia. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? Yo, that was heated ways, man. Man, y'all drive by. Yo, riding kangaroos and doing drive-bys. That's what's up, man. And yeah, down in Florida, man, sometimes you got to surf an alligator or a shark to make the bear run. You know what I'm saying? In case it's flooded or something, just grab you an alligator or a shark and surf to the store, bro. That's it. That's all. That's how we get down, man. But anyway, that was Heated Waves, man. Dope content, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, put this out in the atmosphere. Maybe you hear this. Maybe you come back. You know what I'm saying? It's all part of the podcast game. You know what I mean? And with that being said, I appreciate each and every one of y'all for sticking around. Listen to me. Don't forget to go to IG and see my thing video to this song. Yeah, if that's what you want to call it. The Shenanigans. That's right. You can go stop by and see The Shenanigans, uncut, raw, and uncensored of how Cybershots gets down. Oh, yeah. The Shenanigans to go down. Well, to be open and honest with you, it's the only Shenanigans that I recorded. Until next time, yo, no days off. Check this out. And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch. Oh.